Privacy Policy Privacy Notice last updated April 1, 2022. This privacy notice for Vascular Institute of Chattanooga Company, we, us, or our, describes how and why we might collect, store, use, and or share, process, your information when you use our services, such as when you visit our website at http://www.vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com, or any website of ours that links to this privacy notice. Engage with us in other related ways, including any sales, marketing, or events questions or concerns. Reading this privacy notice will help you understand your privacy rights and choices. If you do not agree with our policies and practices, please do not use our services. If you still have any questions or concerns, please contact us at info@vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com. Summary of key points. This summary provides key points from our privacy notice, but you can find out more details about any of these topics by clicking the link following each key point or by using our table of contents below to find the section you are looking for. You can also click here to go directly to our table of contents, what personal information do we process, when you visit, use, or navigate our services, we may process personal information depending on how you interact with Vascular Institute of Chattanooga and the services, the choices you make, and the products and features you use. Click here to learn more. Do we process any sensitive personal information? We do not process sensitive personal information. Do you receive any information from third parties? We may receive information from public databases, marketing partners, social media platforms, and other outside sources. Click here to learn more. How do you process my information? We process your information to provide, improve, and administer our services, communicate with you, for security and fraud prevention, and to comply with law. We may also process your information for other purposes with your consent. We process your information only when we have a valid legal reason to do so. Click here to learn more. In what situations and with which parties do we share personal information? We may share information in specific situations and with specific third parties. Click here to learn more. How do we keep your information safe? We have organizational and technical processes and procedures in place to protect your personal information. However, no electronic transmission over the internet or information storage technology can be guaranteed to be 100% secure, so we cannot promise or guarantee that hackers, cybercriminals, or other unauthorized third parties will not be able to defeat our security and improperly collect, access, steal, or modify your information. Click here to learn more. What are your rights? Depending on where you are located geographically, the applicable privacy law may mean you have certain rights regarding your personal information. Click here to learn more. How do I exercise my rights? The easiest way to exercise your rights is by filling out our data subject request form available here, or by contacting us. We will consider and act upon any request in accordance with applicable data protection laws. Want to learn more about what Vascular Institute of Chattanooga does with any information we collect? Click here. To review the notice in full, table of contents 1. What information do we collect? 2. How do we process your information? 3. When and with whom do we share your personal information? 4. Do we use cookies and other tracking technologies? 5. How long do we keep your information? 6. How do we keep your information safe? 7. Do we collect information from minors? 8. What are your privacy rights? 9. Controls for do not track FEATURES 10. Do California residents have specific privacy rights? 11. Do we make updates to this notice? 12. How can you contact us about this notice? 13. How can you review, update, or delete the data we collect from you? 1. What information do we collect? Personal information you disclose to us. In short, we collect personal information that you provide to us. We collect personal information that you voluntarily provide to us when you express an interest in obtaining information about us or our products and services, when you participate in activities on the services, or otherwise when you contact us. Personal information provided by you. The personal information that we collect depends on the context of your interactions with us and the services, the choices you make, and the products and features you use. The personal information we collect may include the following: names, phone numbers, email addresses, mailing addresses, contact preferences. Contact or authentication data sensitive information. We do not process sensitive information. All personal information that you provide to us must be true, complete, and accurate, and you must notify us of any changes to such personal information. Information automatically collected. In short, some information, such as your internet protocol, IP, address and/or browser and device characteristics, is collected automatically when you visit our services. We automatically collect certain information when you visit, use, or navigate the services. This information does not reveal your specific identity, like your name or contact information, but may include device and usage information, such as your IP address, browser and device characteristics, operating system, language preferences, referring URLs, device name, country, location, information about how and when you use our services, and other technical information. This information is primarily needed to maintain the security and operation of our services, and for our internal analytics and reporting purposes. Like many businesses, we also collect information through cookies and similar technologies. The information we collect includes login usage data. Login usage data is service related, diagnostic, usage, and performance information our servers automatically collect when you access or use our services, and which we record in log files. Depending on how you interact with us, this log data may include your IP address, device information, browser type, and settings, and information about your activity in the services, such as the date, timestamps associated with your usage, pages and files viewed, searches, and other actions you take, such as which features you use, device event information, such as system activity, error reports, sometimes called crash dumps, and hardware settings. Device data, we collect device data such as information about your computer, phone, tablet, or other device you use to access the services. Depending on the device used, this device data may include information such as your IP address or proxy server, device and application identification numbers, location, browser type, hardware model, internet service provider and/or mobile carrier, operating system, and system configuration information, location data. We collect location data such as information about your device's location, which can be either precise or imprecise. How much information we collect depends on the type and settings of the device you use to access the services. For example, we may use GPS and other technologies to collect geolocation data that tells us your current location based on your IP address. You can opt out of allowing us to collect this information either by refusing access to the information or by disabling your location setting on your device. However, if you choose to opt out, you may not be able to use certain aspects of the services, information collected from other sources. In short, we may collect limited data from public databases, marketing partners, and other outside sources, in order to enhance our ability to provide relevant marketing offers and services to you and update our records. We may obtain information about you from other sources, such as public databases, joint marketing partners, affiliate programs, data providers, and from other third parties. This information includes mailing addresses, job titles, email addresses, phone numbers, intent data or user behavior data, internet protocol, IP addresses, social media profiles, social media URLs, and custom profiles, for purposes of targeted advertising and event promotion. Point 2. How do we process your information? In short, we process your information to provide, improve, and administer our services, communicate with you, for security and fraud prevention, and to comply with law. We may also process your information for other purposes with your consent. We process your personal information for a variety of reasons, depending on how you interact with our services, including, to deliver and facilitate delivery of services to the user. We may process your information to provide you with the requested service, to respond to user inquiries, offer support to users. We may process your information to respond to your inquiries and solve any potential issues you might have with the requested service, to send administrative information to you. We may process your information to send you details about our products and services, changes to our terms and policies, and other similar information. To request feedback, we may process your information when necessary to request feedback and to contact you about your use of our services, to send you marketing and promotional communications. We may process the personal information you send to us for our marketing purposes, if this is in accordance with your marketing preferences. You can opt out of our marketing emails at any time. For more information, see, what are your privacy rights? Below, to deliver targeted advertising to you. We may process your information to develop and display personalized content and advertising tailored to your interests, location, and more. To post testimonials, we post testimonials on our services that may contain personal information. To evaluate and improve our services, products, marketing, and your experience, we may process your information when we believe it is necessary to identify usage trends, determine the effectiveness of our promotional campaigns, and to evaluate and improve our services, process about how you use our services to better understand how they are being used so we can improve them. To determine the effectiveness of our marketing and promotional campaigns, we may process your information to better understand how to provide marketing and promotional campaigns that are most relevant to you. To comply with our legal obligations, we may process your information to comply with our legal obligations, respond to legal requests, and establish, or defend our legal rights. 3. When and with whom do we share your personal information? In short, we may share information in specific situations described in this section and/or with the following third parties. We may need to share your personal information in the following situations: business transfers. We may share or transfer your information in connection with, or during negotiations of, any merger, sale of company assets, financing, or acquisition of all or a portion of our business to another company. Business partners. We may share your information with our business partners to offer you certain products, services, or promotions. 4. Do we use cookies and other tracking technologies? In short, we may use cookies and other tracking technologies to collect and store your information. We may use cookies and similar tracking technologies like web beacons and pixels to access or store information. Specific information about how we use such technologies and how you can refuse certain cookies is set out in our cookie notice. 5. How long do we keep your information? In short, we keep your information for as long as necessary to fulfill the purposes outlined in this privacy notice unless otherwise required by law. We will only keep your personal information for as long as it is necessary for the purposes set out in this privacy notice, unless a longer retention period is required or permitted by law, such as tax, accounting, or other legal requirements. No purpose in this notice will require us keeping your personal information for longer than 2 years. When we have no ongoing legitimate business need to process your personal information, we will either delete or anonymize such information, or, if this is not possible, for example, because your personal information has been stored in backup archives, then we will securely store your personal information and isolate it from any further processing until deletion is possible. 6. How do we keep your information safe? In short, we aim to protect your personal information through a system of organizational and technical security measures. We have implemented appropriate and reasonable technical and organizational security measures designed to protect the security of any personal information we process. However, despite our safeguards and efforts to secure your information, no electronic transmission over the internet or information storage technology can be guaranteed to be 100% secure, so we cannot promise or guarantee that hackers, cybercriminals, or other unauthorized third parties will not be able to defeat our security and improperly collect, access, steal, or modify your information. Although we will do our best to protect your personal information, transmission of personal information to and from our services is at your own risk. You should only access the services within a secure environment. 7. Do we collect information from minors? In short, we do not knowingly collect data from or market to children under 18 years of age. We do not knowingly solicit data from or market to children under 18 years of age. By using the services, you represent that you are at least 18 or that you are the parent or guardian of such a minor and consent to such minor dependents' use of the services. If we learn that personal information from users less than 18 years of age has been collected, we will deactivate the account and take reasonable measures to promptly delete such data from our records. If you become aware of any data we may have collected from children under age 18, please contact us at info@vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com. 8. What are your privacy rights? In short, you may review, change, or terminate your account at any time. If you are located in the EEA or UK and you believe we are unlawfully processing your personal information, you also have the right to complain to your local data protection supervisory authority. You can find their contact details here, https://ec.europa.eu/justice/data-protection/bodies/authorities/index_n.htm. If you are located in Switzerland, the contact details for the data protection authorities are available here, https://www.edob.admin.ch/edob/n/home.html. Withdrawing your consent. If we are relying on your consent to process your personal information, which may be express and or implied consent depending on the applicable law, you have the right to withdraw your consent at any time. You can withdraw your consent at any time by contacting us by using the contact details provided in the section, How can you contact us about this notice? Below. However, please note that this will not affect the lawfulness of the processing before its withdrawal, nor when applicable law allows, will it affect the processing of your personal information conducted in reliance on lawful processing grounds other than consent. Opting out of marketing and promotional communications, you can unsubscribe from our marketing and promotional communications at any time by clicking on the unsubscribe link in the emails that we send, replying, stop, or unsubscribe to the SMS messages that we send, or by contacting us using the details provided in the section, How can you contact us about this notice? Below. You will then be removed from the marketing lists. However, we may still communicate with you, for example, to send you service-related messages that are necessary for the administration and use of your account, to respond to service requests, or for other non-marketing purposes, cookies and similar technologies. Most web browsers are set to accept cookies by default. If you prefer, you can usually choose to set your browser to remove cookies and to reject cookies. If you choose to remove cookies or reject cookies, this could affect certain features or services of our services. To opt out of interest-based advertising by advertisers on our services, visit http://www.aboutads.info/choices/. If you have questions or comments about your privacy rights, you may email us at info@vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com. 9. Controls for Do Not Track features. Most web browsers and some mobile operating systems and mobile applications include a Do Not Track (DNT) feature or setting you can activate to signal your privacy preference not to have data about your online browsing activities monitored and collected. At this stage, no uniform technology standard for recognizing and implementing DNT signals has been finalized. As such, we do not currently respond to DNT browser signals or any other mechanism that automatically communicates your choice not to be tracked online. If a standard for online tracking is adopted that we must follow in the future, we will inform you about that practice in a revised version of this privacy notice. 10. Do California residents have specific privacy rights? In short, yes, if you are a resident of California, you are granted specific rights regarding access to your personal information. California Civil Code Section 1798.83, also known as the Shine the Light Law, permits our users who are California residents to request and obtain from us, once a year and free of charge, information about categories of personal information, if any, we disclose to third parties for direct marketing purposes and the names and addresses of all third parties with which we shared personal information in the immediately preceding calendar year. If you are a California resident and would like to make such a request, please submit your request in writing to us using the contact information provided below. If you are under 18 years of age, reside in California, and have a registered account with services, you have the right to request removal of unwanted data that you publicly post on the services. To request removal of such data, please contact us using the contact information provided below and include the email address associated with your account and a statement that you reside in California. We will make sure the data is not publicly displayed on the services, but please be aware that the data may not be completely or comprehensively removed from all our systems, e.g., backups, etc. 11. Do we make updates to this notice? In short, yes, we will update this notice as necessary to stay compliant with relevant laws. We may update this privacy notice from time to time. The updated version will be indicated by an updated, revised date, and the updated version will be effective as soon as it is accessible. If we make material changes to this privacy notice, we may notify you either by prominently posting a notice of such changes or by directly sending you a notification. We encourage you to review this privacy notice frequently to be informed of how we are protecting your information. 12. How can you contact us about this notice? If you have questions or comments about this notice, you may contact our Data Protection Officer, DPO, Carol Malone, by email at info@vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com, by phone at 423-602-2750, or by post to Vascular Institute of Chattanooga, Carol Malone, 2358 Lifestyle Way, Suite 100, Chattanooga, Tennessee, 37421, United States. 13. How can you review, update, or delete the data we collect from you? Based on the applicable laws of your country, you may have the right to request access to the personal information we collect from you, change that information, or delete it in some circumstances. To request to review, update, or delete your personal information, please submit a request form by clicking here. This privacy policy was created using Termly's Privacy Policy Generator. Cookie policy last updated April 8, 2022. This cookie policy explains how Vascular Institute of Chattanooga Company, we, us, and our, uses cookies and similar technologies to recognize you when you visit our websites at http://www.vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com, websites. It explains what these technologies are and why we use them, as well as your rights to control our use of them. In some cases, we may use cookies to collect personal information, or that becomes personal information if we combine it with other information. What are cookies? Cookies are small data files that are placed on your computer or mobile device when you visit a website. Cookies are widely used by website owners in order to make their websites work, or to work more efficiently, as well as to provide reporting information. Cookies set by the website owner, in this case, Vascular Institute of Chattanooga, are called first-party cookies. Cookies set by parties other than the website owner are called third-party cookies. Third-party cookies enable third-party features or functionality to be provided on or through the website, e.g. like advertising, interactive content, and analytics. The parties that set these third-party cookies can recognize your computer both when it visits the website in question and also when it visits certain other websites. Why do we use cookies? We use first- and third-party cookies for several reasons. Some cookies are required for technical reasons in order for our websites to operate, and we refer to these as essential or strictly necessary cookies. Other cookies also enable us to track and target the interests of our users to enhance the experience on our online properties. Third parties serve cookies through our websites for advertising, analytics, and other purposes. This is described in more detail below. The specific types of first and third party cookies served through our websites and the purposes they perform are described below. Please note that the specific cookies served may vary depending on the specific online properties you visit. How can I control cookies? You have the right to decide whether to accept or reject cookies. You can exercise your cookie rights by setting your preferences in the Cookie Consent Manager. The Cookie Consent Manager allows you to select which categories of cookies you accept or reject. Essential cookies cannot be rejected as they are strictly necessary to provide you with services. The Cookie Consent Manager can be found in the notification banner and on our website. If you choose to reject cookies, you may still use our website though your access to some functionality and areas of our website may be restricted. You may also set or amend your web browser controls to accept or refuse cookies. As the means by which you can refuse cookies through your web browser controls vary from browser to browser, you should visit your browser's help menu for more information. In addition, most advertising networks offer you a way to opt out of targeted advertising. If you would like to find out more information, please visit http://www.aboutads.info/choices/ or http://www.youronlinechoices.com. the specific types of first and third-party cookies served through our websites and the purposes they perform are described in the table below. Please note that the specific cookies served may vary depending on the specific online properties you visit. Essential website cookies. These cookies are strictly necessary to provide you with services available through our websites and to use some of its features, such as access to secure areas. Name, __TLBCPV purpose, used to record unique visitor views of the consent banner, provider, termly, EO service, termly view service privacy policy country, United States type, http://cookie expires in, 1 year analytics and customization cookies. These cookies collect information that is used either in aggregate form to help us understand how our websites are being used or how effective our marketing campaigns are, or to help us customize our websites for you. Name, bold performance purpose, blank, _ provider, www, Vascular Institute of Chattanooga, com service, blank, country, United States type, pixel _ tracker expires in, session. In classified cookies, these are cookies that have not yet been categorized. We are in the process of classifying these cookies with the help of their providers. Name, SSR caching purpose, blank, _ provider, www, Vascular Institute of Chattanooga, com service, blank, country, United States type, server _ cookie expires in, less than 1 minute. What about other tracking technologies, like web beacons? Cookies are not the only way to recognize or track visitors to a website. We may use other, similar technologies from time to time, like web beacons, sometimes called tracking pixels, or clear GIFs. These are tiny graphics files that contain a unique identifier that enable us to recognize when someone has visited our websites or opened an email including them. This allows us, for example, to monitor the traffic patterns of users from one page within a website to another, to deliver or communicate with cookies, to understand whether you have come to the website from an online advertisement displayed on a third-party website, to improve site performance, and to measure the success of email marketing campaigns. In many instances, these technologies are reliant on cookies to function properly, and so declining cookies will impair their functioning. Do you use flash cookies or local shared objects? Websites may also use so-called flash cookies, also known as local shared objects or LSOs, to, among other things, collect and store information about your use of our services, fraud prevention and for other site operations. If you do not want flash cookies stored on your computer, you can adjust the settings of your flash player to block flash cookies storage using the tools contained in the website storage settings panel. You can also control flash cookies by going to the Global Storage Settings panel and following the instructions, which may include instructions that explain, for example, how to delete existing flash cookies referred to information on the Macromedia site, how to prevent flash LSOs from being placed on your computer without your being asked, and for Flash Player 8 and later, how to block flash cookies that are not being delivered by the operator of the page you are on at the time. Please note that setting the flash player to restrict or limit acceptance of flash cookies may reduce or impede the functionality of some flash applications, including, potentially, flash applications used in connection with our services or online content. Do you serve targeted advertising? Third parties may serve cookies on your computer or mobile device to serve advertising through our websites. These companies may use information about your visits to this and other websites in order to provide relevant advertisements about goods and services that you may be interested in. They may also employ technology that is used to measure the effectiveness of advertisements. This can be accomplished by them using cookies or web beacons to collect information about your visits to this and other sites in order to provide relevant advertisements about goods and services of potential interest to you. The information collected through this process does not enable us or them to identify your name, contact details or other details that directly identify you unless you choose to provide these. How often will you update this cookie policy? We may update this cookie policy from time to time in order to reflect, for example, changes to the cookies we use or for other operational, legal or regulatory reasons. Please therefore revisit this cookie policy regularly to stay informed about our use of cookies and related technologies. The date at the top of this cookie policy indicates when it was last updated. Where can I get further information? If you have any questions about our use of cookies or other technologies, please email us at info@vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com or by post to Vascular Institute of Chattanooga 2358 Lifestyle Way Chattanooga, Tennessee, 37421 United States Phone, 423-602-2750. This cookie policy was created using Termly's Cookie Consent Manager.